In this bulletin, PCR tests to remain free for domestic travellers, authorities investigate a deadly bus crash in Bulgaria, and in sport, criticism of the International Olympic Committee's dealings with Chinese tennis player Peng Shuai. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has welcomed the federal government's confirmation that PCR tests will remain free for travellers who require a negative COVID-19 result to enter the state. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the Commonwealth and state's ongoing joint funding support will cover tests for people who need one to enter certain jurisdictions. Queensland, Tasmania and Western Australia all require evidence of pre-departure negative PCR tests for certain travellers as part of their reopening plans. Tests with a certificate can cost up to $150, but Ms. Palaszczuk says Queensland will now accept a text message result.
This is a temporary measure up until we get to that 90% double dose. Once we get to 90% double dose, there is no PCR test requirement.
Australian Defence Force personnel have been sent to Katherine in the Northern Territory to respond to its growing coronavirus outbreak. There are now 40 infections in the cluster, including an infant from Robinson River and several people from the remote Aboriginal community of Binjari. The 20 Defence Force personnel will help with COVID-19 testing, vaccinations and transporting community members to and from clinics. Another 40 military personnel are assisting with food delivery to vulnerable Indigenous populations living under lockdown orders. Overseas and relatives of those travelling on a bus that crashed in Western Bulgaria, killing at least 45 people, are anxiously awaiting information about the injured. The bus of tourists was returning to North Macedonia when it ripped through a guardrail on a highway and burst into flames, leaving some with burns. It's Bulgaria's deadliest bus accident, with 12 children among those who lost their lives. Back home, and a new study shows fraudulent activity enabled through phone and internet accounts is leaving hundreds of Australians concerned for the safety of their finances and personal information. A report from the Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman finds that consumers are falling victim to fraud when they don't know what to look out for. It's urging people to make their phone and internet accounts as secure as possible. Ombudsman Judy Jones says consumers should limit the amount of personal information available in the public domain.
It can be a stranger, but it also can be someone you know, so it could be an ex-partner or an estranged relative who's trying to get access to information about you, such as where you live, and trick you into giving access that way.
A class action representing Stolen Generations families is continuing, despite the federal government's $378.6 million redress scheme for survivors. The scheme, which the government hopes will pass Parliament in the next fortnight, is open to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people living in the Northern Territory and ACT who were forcibly removed as children from their families due to their indigeneity. It promises to provide survivors $75,000 to recognise the harm caused by forced removal, a healing assistance payment of $7,000, and the option to receive a face-to-face apology. But its eligibility is far narrower than the NT Stolen Generations class action. The legal firm behind the class action says it's negotiating with the Commonwealth to resolve its lawsuit. To sport, and a human rights organisation says the International Olympic Committee's video call with Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai still leaves many questions unanswered. The athlete made sexual assault allegations against a former leading Communist Party official and hasn't been seen in public since early November. Peng did take part in a video call from Beijing with Olympic officials over the weekend to report that she is safe and well, but some in the sporting community remain concerned. Human Rights Watch's China director, Sophie Richardson, says it's still unclear whether the player is free to openly communicate.
It's not hard to look better than the IOC these days with respect to human rights, but I think the WTA has in the last week or so really role modeled for a lot of different governing sports bodies what ought to be at the center of their concern, and that is the whereabouts and the well-being of athletes.
And now for a look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth and 29 degrees, a shower or two in Adelaide and 24, humid and showers in Melbourne, also 24, a shower or two in Hobart and 22 degrees, similar conditions in Canberra, also 22, a shower or two in Wollongong and 23, showers increasing in Sydney with a top of 26, a shower or two developing in Newcastle and 27, more showers in Brisbane, also 27, rain in Cairns and 34 degrees, and a possible shower or storm in Darwin and 34 as well. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.